Here in Washington, questions continue to be asked about the U.S. role in the departure of former Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Yesterday, members of the Congressional Black Caucus and a black activist said they'd received calls from Aristide telling them that he had been forced by the United States to leave Haiti against his will. The claim has been dismissed by the Bush administration as nonsense, but it's done little to resolve concerns. There are now calls for an investigation into what took place in the hours before Aristide left Haiti. Representative Charles Rangel from New York is among those who spoke with Aristide yesterday. He joins us now from his office here in Washington. And, Congressman, good to have you back on Talk of the Nation.
Good to be here. You do good work.
If you have a question for Representative Rangel, give us a call. Our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Or email us, TOTN at NPR.org. We should note we did call the U.S. State Department for an interview and were unable to schedule one. Representative Rangel, when was the last time you spoke with former President Aristide?
Well, his line has been cut off that he called me. It was yesterday morning. But I want to make clear that the State Department denies certain things which really are not that important. And one of them is that he was kidnapped. Aristide said he was kidnapped. They said he was not. What they don't deny is that they told the man that they could no longer guarantee his safety and that the rebels was coming and he and his family was going to be killed. What they don't deny is that they had agreed that they were going to support the CARICOM Accords, the international political solution, which Aristide agreed to do. But they're the ones that told Aristide that they thought he better think about alternatives. They had agreed that they were going to recognize him as a duly elected president. Secretary Colin Powell said it over and over again. But they were the ones that suggested that he leave. And they had the people to facilitate that leaving, even though the man says he had no clue as to where he was going. So when you say that you had to get the opposition to agree, the opposition actually was not the legitimate political people who disliked the elected president. It was the thugs and the crooks that came over with arms across the Dominican Republic, that the ones that forced the president to leave. So under all of this, I just talked today with the Prime Minister of Jamaica, and the Jamaica leaders are calling this a coup d'etat. And the fact is that we supported the coup.
Was it the job of the United States and the United States Marines to defend President Aristide in Haiti?
Well, was it their job to do it? I would think that we had military there. This was a Democratic elected president, according to even Colin Powell. It would seem to me that if we were defending justice, that we could have very easily have defended them. I want to hurriedly add, Colin Powell points out that Aristide had hired a private security force out of California to protect him. They, too, were told to get out of town. And so they discouraged even the security that was purchased. And I don't know why Aristide would have foreigners in his own country, but these are things that are not contradicted. So I would say, as an American, that you don't tell the president's security guards that the rebels are coming and you can get on a plane with us or you can stay here and get killed.
After you and others spoke with the media yesterday about your conversations with President Aristide, Congresswoman Maxine Waters said that Aristide told her he had been kidnapped, as you mentioned. At a news conference yesterday, a reporter did ask Secretary of State Colin Powell about that accusation, and this is what he had to say in reply.
He was not kidnapped. We did not force him onto the airplane. He went onto the airplane willingly, and that's the truth. And it would have been better for members of Congress who have heard these stories to ask us about the stories before going public with them so that we don't make a difficult situation that much more difficult.
Congressman Rangel, did you check with the State Department before going public with what President Aristide told you?
No, because we were just reporting what the man had said. What I would think the State Department, since they had him in jurisdiction, ought to bring him public and not say what they thought he said or what he did not say. Let the man say what he wants and then contradict it. But as I said earlier, knowing that they would say this, just as a rational person's point of view, I am not prepared to argue the point as to whether he was kidnapped or whether he was forced on that plane by force. I am suggesting that when scores of Marines come to your door and tell you that the rebels are coming and that you can get killed and that a lot of Haitians are going to get killed, which they don't deny this in the State Department, and they facilitate you exiting, I don't know whether that's force or not, but they're the ones that asked for Aristide's resignation. So we were part of, first, I don't even think we deny that we want to get rid of Aristide a long time before, and that the CIA had a relationship with members of the opposition. I don't think it can be denied that if you take a look at who represents the poor, it's Aristide, and who was with Duvalier, and who was with the military people who are back, as well as the business people there that, of course, are fighting for against workers' rights. And so, and the assistant secretary that's in charge of all of these issues that have been dealing with the opposition for the United States.
This would be Roger Noriega.
Yes, it's the former chief of staff of Jesse Helms, who call Aristide the same as Fidel Castro. So this thing was set up long before Aristide left Haiti, and our hands have been involved with the opposition. And I think that even the press that wants to be even-handed or should want to be even-handed about it should ask the question, if just a few days ago we respected the fact that Aristide was elected and Colin Powell, even though, albeit that he said it late, said it over and over and over again, why would he say publicly to the world that he thought that Aristide should look at his alternatives rather than remaining as president?
We're speaking with Congressman Charlie Rangel of New York. He's a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Congressman, the Black Caucus has called for an investigation. Who should conduct that, and what do you want to find out?
Well, if they don't like the word kidnapping, if they don't like the word he was taken by force, then why don't they share with us what really happened? Why did we change our policy as it relates to supporting a duly elected president? And who are we recognizing now? If this was not a coup, I don't know what is. We should ask the secretary. The legitimate political opponents of President Aristide, are they the ones that chased him out of town? Are they the ones that allowed the State Department and our embassy to tell Aristide that his life was in danger? No. It was the very same people that General Powell chased out of Haiti. Now, did Secretary Noriega, was he dealing with the military? Was he dealing with the political people? Was he dealing with the crooks and the thugs? I think not, but he had to be dealing with somebody because we were supposed to be waiting for the embassy to get the opposition to agree to the Caribbean Accord. The international leaders, with the exception of France, are outraged that the president could have been taken out under the circumstances that he was without them being notified. They don't believe now that the United States ever intended to support the accords. And according to Prime Minister Patterson of Jamaica, it was President Bush that asked Deputy Prime Minister Manning to arrange for the Caribbean nations to do something about Haiti, and they did, and they feel they were undercut. And they are meeting as you and I talk right now.
Just a reminder, we did request interviews with State Department officials on this subject, and they could not arrange it at this time. But let's get a caller on the line. And this is Patrick, who joins us from Coral Springs in Florida.
Yes, the comment I have for Mr. Charles Rangel, I'm a Haitian-American who actually have a business in Haiti and live in Haiti and travel back and forth, and I'm quite aware of the situation in Haiti. And what I would like Charles Rangel to answer to me, true indeed, Aristide was elected by the people. Can he honestly say that Aristide has ruled Haiti democratically?
What I can really tell you is that I don't believe that he's had an opportunity to do anything for Haiti. Right now, as we talk, there are hundreds of millions of dollars that have been dedicated by the international community after we return Aristide to Haiti with President Clinton, and I was there with a congressional delegation. And any president, no matter how democratic he is, without a tax base, with jobs being lost, without assistance for infrastructure in order to create jobs, education, and health, even now, under the military rule, whoever these people are, we told Secretary Kofi Annan that, forgetting the past, we're going to have to stay there and do something for the people in Haiti. And so I think President Aristide didn't have any resources, certainly not from the United States, to help rebuild Haiti from where it was and what happened under Duvalier.
Well, I think Patrick's point is the U.S.
But the question is, though, does that justify him using thugs to oppress the population that doesn't want him to rule, to be the ruler of Haiti anymore? Does that justify that? And you calling the opposition as far as thugs, are you aware that about 12 members of Mr. Aristide's cabinet has their visas revoked from the United States because of the involvement of the drug trade in Haiti?
What I'm not calling the legitimate political opponents of Aristide thugs, sir. These people did not cause Aristide to flee his office.
Yeah, but
it's the people that came across.
Patrick, I'm going to have to ask you to let the congressman answer.
Sure.
It's the people that came across the borders with the guns. If you take a look today at the dead people around the palace that are described as Aristide supporters, their arms are tied behind their back. You're not going to have me to believe that it was Aristide that killed his own people. And all I'm saying is, it's not for me to judge who's right and wrong, but we should have come in there and told everybody to put down their weapons. And if it was Aristide who had the thugs that were shooting people, we should have asked them to put down the weapons. But I don't see how you can really believe that Aristide was so bad that we should allow the people who were in the military that were exiled from the country to come in with M-15s, and some of them were brand new, and all of them were made in the USA, and to come forward and to cause a duly elected president to run out of town. It's a coup d'etat, no matter what you say.
Congressman Rangel, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate your time.
I enjoyed it. I hope the State Department comes on. I'll be listening when they do.
We will be, too. Charles Rangel is a congressman from the state of New York, a Democrat, and a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.